from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You look like you're just antsy to ask Josh Kendall a question. Are you okay? You're about to just crawl out of your seat over there.
Yeah, you know, well, I haven't talked to Josh in a couple of days. I haven't seen you in like, feels like a week, but it's only been maybe 2 days.
Yeah, this is we're on training camp time. So.
That's it, man. Yeah, that's it. You never know what's going to happen.
You know, down there in Miami, Josh, I know last year we came out of there saying, man, Falcons defensive line dominated. We were so much better on both sides of the ball in the trenches. Did you get us? But then, you know, we weren't as good as we thought we'd be in the trenches last year. Was there a similar feeling after after the joint practices this time around with the trenches?
I think that there were some bright spots for the defensive line, but I am, you know, the older I get, the less I, you know, pay attention to my, you know, to my own practice impressions. I think practice, you know, preseason practice impressions are liars. I don't necessarily believe anything until it happens on a Sunday in the fall, but I think that the coaching staff was encouraged. If they were discouraged, you're never going to hear it from this coaching staff. They're going to keep it all positive. But I think there were enough bright spots that Raheem Morris can, you know, go back home and say, you know, see, I told you we could be this and this and this and this and this, even if they're not necessarily that and that and that all the time or even often enough.
Right. Josh, I've enjoyed your kind of recapping what has been Michael Penix so far throughout camp. And look, I think we were all out there day one. He comes out there, he's slinging the ball around, looks great. You know, for rookies at a certain point, the playbook kind of hits you. Look, I mean, we hope we don't see Michael Penix for some time, at least on Sundays, you know, starting in September. But we're going to get a dose of him this week. How has he adjusted to kind of the amped up practices and those joint ventures down there in Miami?
He's a pretty flatline guy, and the Falcons like that about him at the moment. Now, if we get further in Michael Penix's career and, you know, it doesn't work out the way people think, everybody's going to say, well, the kid was too low-key, he didn't have enough fire about him, blah, blah, blah. That's just what we do. But right now, he's got a real even-keeled approach, a real mature approach that they appreciate. They don't expect him to be overwhelmed. They don't expect the moment to be too big for him. I think from what we've seen at practice, we don't necessarily expect him to be super crisp. But like these joint practices, you will see enough things from Michael Penix that Falcons fans will be like, wow. And then there'll be some misses. He'll overthrow a few guys, I would imagine, because he's been overthrowing a few guys in camp, and his juices will be running a little high. So there'll be some good and some bad. And like you say, the great thing for Falcons fans and the Falcons is when you're seeing Michael Penix out there looking like he's not ready for, you know, NFL football, he doesn't have to be ready for NFL football for a while.
So, obviously, Josh, Rondale's injury, which we'll get to in a moment, that's going to have impact. But everyone keeps talking about this incredible energy that they've been feeling around the Falcons up at Flowery Branch at training camp. Mike and Bo have said the same. Did that energy make the trip down to Miami?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's been, you know, probably Raheem Morris's, you know, number one bullet point for himself, you know, the moment he gets to work, which is early, is, you know, he is going to keep that energy and the positive stuff high. That's his nature. We've seen that from him throughout his career. It's one of the reasons so many people around the league speak so highly of him and really like him personally. But he also, you know, you got to remember this team, you know, which none of us forget, you know, has won 21 games in the last three seasons. 7-10, 7-10, 7-10, 7-10. Really went in the tank down the stretch last year, including, you know, we don't talk about this as much as we might if Arthur Smith hadn't gotten fired. Got absolutely embarrassed by their rival the last time they played a football game. This team needs some confidence. Raheem Morris is very aware of that. And so he's just going to, you know, maniacally pump that into this group and tell everybody about it. And he's going to keep doing that right up until the preseason opener. We'll see how much, or right up until the regular season opener. We'll see how much good it does.
Josh, what can you give us, tell us about the Rondell Moore injury? Because you air cast, but then you did come back later and say it looked, was non-contact and looked knee-related.
Yeah, I mean, all the things, you know, the markers that you look for, the Falcons haven't given an update, all the markers that you look for indicate that it's a serious injury, and I'd be surprised if he plays for a while. It throws their to their wide receiver plans. Disarray is a strong word, but it opens up a lot of questions. You've got to now find, I would imagine they keep six wide receivers on the depth chart. So now you got to find number six, and there is not an obvious candidate. And not only that, I think for a guy like Avery Williams, who Falcons fans know, but missed last year with an ACL, I think Avery was probably really on the roster bubble before the Rondell Moore injury. Now, Avery's a running back now, but if Rondell Moore can't play, they might have to keep Avery just for the return game. So then does that bump a guy like Carlos Washington Jr., who's had a nice preseason, off the 53 to the practice squad? These are the things that, you know, the coaching staff is going to have to figure out.
Josh Kindler from The Athletic joining us, Atlanta Falcons beat writer. He's down in Miami. He covered the joint practices. Well, Josh, speaking on that, do you think that maybe a Casey Washington is a guy that's kind of stood out? Is that not a guy that could be affected by this, where is it completely secures him a spot? Or am I wrong in that he already had a spot?
Yeah, Casey Washington, he's on the all-eyeball team. I'll tell you that, man. He's put together.
Yeah, I think he already had a spot. I mean, look, this wide receiver depth chart is not deep. For a team that's going to roll three wide receivers out there, like, you know, I don't think that they can keep only five on the 53. I think they've got to keep six. And I think Casey Washington is very clearly one of the obvious five. And then you've got to find a six. And that guy, to me, is not obvious yet. That'll be something to watch Friday night, is which of those, because, you know, I don't expect Drake or Ray Ray or Darnell to play much, if at all. So I would keep an eye on what guy outside, you know, Kadarius will make the team. Casey, I believe, will make the team. What other wide receiver stands out Friday night?
So, Josh, let me ask you, we're a few weeks out. You know, Falcons are kicking off their season against the Steelers at home. Does it give the team internally any more motivation since it's Arthur Smith, or is it us, the fans, are kind of fueling that excitement?
I think it's the fans more than the players. I think Arthur Smith is very motivated to beat the Falcons. I could be completely wrong. You know, there are things that none of us know, you know, unless you're inside that locker room. But I don't think that many of the Falcons players have ill will toward Arthur Smith. They're not like, screw that guy, we're going to stick it to him. You know, it didn't work out, but I think they believe Arthur Smith tried his best and had their best interests at heart, even if it didn't work. So I don't expect them to be like, you know, we're going to stick it in that guy's eye. I do expect Arthur Smith to feel that way toward the Falcons.
I think so, too. Finishing up with Josh Kendall from The Athletic. Josh, one of the interesting things, and you know me, dude, like, I'm going to pay attention to the offensive line. It has kind of piqued my interest that we might be heading into this season with the same, like, top 10 offensive linemen that you finished with a year ago. You're going to have the same starting five, but even behind that, you got Storm Norton, Kyle Hinton, Ryan Neuzel, Javon Gwynn. I mean, is there any surprises that you might look for up front? Because for me right now, and at least until we get through the game tomorrow night, it looks like pretty much the same group all the way through the two deep that you had last year.
Yeah, and that's pretty remarkable in the NFL. But that's a group that I'm just kind of putting a bucket off to the side in my attention span, because you're right, it's just, you know, roll those guys out there again. You know, Dwayne Ledford has talked this preseason about how great that is for him. because, you know, that, you know, the little things about how they practice and the expectation level, he doesn't have to spend any time on anymore. These guys all know him. He knows them. And now it's just about getting to work and getting a little bit better and a little bit better every day. So, you know, one of the reasons that they are so high on this offensive line is that continuity.
Josh, real quick for tomorrow night, a little forecasting from you. What defensive player should fans be looking for in your eyes that maybe could stand out and have a big night in the first preseason game that'll get playing time?
I want to see how much they play Eddie Goldman and what he looks like. I think that, you know, we're still figuring out what that experiment's going to look like. Braylon Trice, you know, what does he look like, a guy who can win one-on-one pass rushing matchups, because they still need a guy like that. Arnold Ebiketie, too. I have some questions about what his role is going to be with this group. And then the young defensive lineman, Dorless, Zion Logue, you know, the Georgia guy, this is not going to be an easy defensive line roster to make on the 53-man roster. I think he's going to have to show something to avoid being a practice squad guy to start the season. So those would be the names that would pop in my head.
Well, Josh, look, man, don't get too sunburned down there in South Beach before that game kicks off tomorrow night, man.
Don't worry about me.
That's Josh Kendall from The Athletic.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.